Good morning, and welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Quick one today. Five stories. Let's move.
Roll-ups, milestones, and a new CEO with a serious resume. Here we go. First up, Leap Partners just made its 35th acquisition in 4 years, buying Vans Electric in North Carolina.
Third-generation shop, founders staying on. One deal every 6 weeks, Jordan. That's a machine.
So what? Trade roll-ups aren't slowing down. Expect valuations for good operators to stay elevated.
Next, HomeWatch caregivers hit 300 locations. A Kentucky couple got the honor.
45 years to get there. Slow and steady beats venture-backed sprinting, apparently.
So what? Proof the home care model scales without burning cash to prove it works.
Story 3. Guild Garage Group's 30-second deal, adding Colorado's Prutch's garage door.
5 locations. Founder keeps equity, keeps running it. That unit-level ownership structure again.
So what? Garage doors are the newest fragmented trade getting the private capital treatment.
4th. Workout Anytime hired a COO and a VP of development, and it's leaning into gym conversions.
Buying and converting existing gyms instead of building new. 10 clubs open, 10 more coming.
So what? They want multi-unit, well-capitalized operators now, not first-timers. Read the lease terms.
Last one. Uni KWAX named Jared Fajerski CEO, the guy who helped scale Hand in Stone past 500 units.
40 studios now, aiming for 71, plus a conversion pipeline for independent waxing studios.
So what? Growth's coming from two lanes, new franchisees and converting existing operators.
Busy morning. The Leap Partners pace is the one I keep coming back to.
Same. Worth watching if that cadence holds into the fall.
Read the full stories at RevScale Media and subscribe to the newsletter for tomorrow's recap.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.